Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. The Savior will be a light to all nations. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Mom flings open the curtains to let the morning light stream in. Rise and shine, she proclaims. This is a common morning greeting to rouse sleepyheads out of bed. But do you know the origin of the phrase? It's our Bible verse for today. Arise, shine, for your light has come. Isaiah spoke these words to God's people long before Jesus was born. The words were meant to tell God's people that he would deliver them from the foreign king who had taken them captive. God wanted this small group of his children to know that when they turned away from sin and toward him, they would be rescued. Better days were to come. Those were welcome words for the small nation of people living in captivity. But God had something even bigger in mind when he spoke these words through Isaiah. In the first portion of the Bible, the Old Testament, we find many prophecies like this, promises that God would deliver his people in a big way. Our reading today is one of those predictions. Darkness covers the earth is a reference to sin in the world, a thick darkness that covers all people. Sin is in us and all around us. We are captive to it. None of us can escape that darkness on our own. So God planned a rescue, and he used prophets like Isaiah to prepare his people. How do we know that this is a prediction about Jesus? Bible scholars tell us that whenever the words, "the glory of the Lord," are used, it's a reference to God's wonderful grace and his presence among us. God's people were led by the glory of the Lord when they wandered in the desert. The glory of the Lord shined brightly on the night Jesus was born. Here, the glory of the Lord rising upon the people predicts the coming of Jesus. Jesus is like the morning light streaming into our room, delivering us from the night's darkness of sin. Isaiah tells us something even more wonderful about Jesus. Nations will come to your light. Although Jesus was born into God's special nation of people whom he had prepared and protected for centuries, he was to be a savior for all nations. Jesus himself said this during his ministry, "I am the light of the world." Do you know someone who is sitting alone in darkness? The Christmas message can brighten that person's world. You can speak the words of God from Isaiah, "Arise, shine, for your light has come." We speak to the light of the world in prayer. Dear Jesus, you are the light of the world. Thank you for rescuing us out of spiritual darkness. Give us the strength to rise each day in gratitude for what you have done for us. Help us shine with the light you give us, so others might see your light in us. In your name we pray. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.